I hope not to make that mistake again. Okay.
I just realized you probably need a chavrusa to be able to do it, because it'll be music if you try to record it on the phone. Nobody's there to listen.
So I have to call from another phone, I guess.
You can do that, or if you don't want me, I'll call in.
I don't know when I'm going to do it. You know, I mean, it might be time. Yes.
School. I mean, don't take it personally, but you don't have any free time.
I didn't say that. I have free time. Is there free time in the world? Does anybody have free time? Free time means you use it for what you have to use it for. You mean to say I waste a lot of time? That is unfortunately true. But there's no such thing as free time. If you have time, you learn.
A lot of my kids say,
okay, yes.
I mean, people that when Rebbe was in the greatest, they say, and Rebbe Black told me and others, that the greatest, whatever it's called, they saw when Rebbe learned in his not going on the computer,
okay,
Googling stuff.
We're learning, we're supposed to be learning Cairo. I'm starting again, four lines in the bottom, Tezai Nemer Aleph. Dr. Gemara, I just want to make it
right.
Yes?
Can you start the recording, please?
Yes, I did. Trust me. Rabbi Kleinman here stands with a gun to make sure that I start the recording.
So, just want to know, at my end, the voice comes out, the recording has started. Sometimes it doesn't come across. That's why I say that.
It's okay. I'm not going to fire you. I just want to say something before I start. The hardest part of this Gemara, not a disclaimer, is to keep in mind what case we're talking about. The Mishnah has multiple cases, and we're going to talk about one case, move to another case, to a third case. So we just have to keep in mind the exact case we're talking about. The Mishnah is starting with the case of the Gemara is starting with Echareim b'fare nechtam, Echareim b'fare nechtam, and the Mishnah said it's possible. Now the Mishnah did not tell us, are they both messengers or not? In the background, we have to remember a Gemara we had in Daf Hey, that two people that bring a get Medina Sayyam don't have to say Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam. That's what the Gemara said. We had multiple reasons back on Daf Hey. We will get to those multiple reasons on this Sugya as well. So let's go. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Amar of Shmuel by Yehuda. Lois Shanu, Amar of Yehuda. When is it possible if they're not both messengers? Since they're not both messengers, the non-messenger has no nemanus. He's not believed. He's not to aid him. So therefore, if he says either b'fana nechtam or b'fana nechtam, it's meaningless. Because we said really you should need to aid him. It was a heter we gave because the shliach is careful. Only the shliach. If one of them is not a shliach, what he says is dismissed. So therefore, the get is possible because the shliach either only said b'fanei nechtam or only b'fanei nechtam. We need both. Av a get b'yotzi midachshi deshneim kasher. But if both are messengers, it's kasher. Let's do Rashi. Zok Rashi. She'ein a get b'yotzi midachshi deshneim. She'ein shneim shluchim b'av asay. They're not both messengers to bring it. So what have yishneim shevi'o get? It's not both people that brought a get. Alecha revi'oi. Only one brought it, and the other guy just accompanied him. Tzarech ha-meim yilayim b'fanenechtem, b'zeh lo yamar. The shliach has to say both, and he didn't say both. Avol ha-get yoytzim b'bezim yitachas yidei shneim, sh'shneim adukim b'ay, and Tosfos says lav davka, they don't have to both be holding the get, but both are charged with the job of delivering the get.
So these are shluchim now?
What?
They're
shluchim? Yeah. U'shneim shluchim. They're both shluchim. Kasher, Zok Rashi. They don't even have to say b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. Even though the case in the Mishnah is that one said b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam, that's because only one was a shliach. But in the case when both are shluchim, they have to say zero. The lechad ha-shluchu l'mei m'tavayu. Only one shliach has to say b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. The lichtav u'b'kiyim shtaras d'alma. If you remember, according to Rava, really b'fana nechtam would be enough. The only reason we insist on b'fana nechtam is to make sure people don't confuse it with other shtaras. That's what Rava said. Because really all you need is kiyim. And by him saying, I recognize the signature, that's good enough. But people are going to say, you can do that by every star. And it's not true. By every star, we need two Adam. So therefore, we make the Shliach say, upon an Echtav, to make him different. That's what the Gemara said in Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Ksavar, Shnayim Shviyu Get, Ein Shviyu Chen Loimar. Why? The time of Shimshain Adam Mitzuyin Lekaimai. The reason we need a validation of the Get is because we won't be able to find Adam. These two brought it. They are here to be Mekayim if necessary. Therefore, there's no reason for them to say anything. They can bring the get and hand it over. And for sure, if one says Mephani Nechtam and one says Mephani Nechtam, it's not going to hurt anything. We don't need it. We don't even need that. But for sure, it works. Because there are two people that brought the get and two people that bring a get don't have to say anything because they're Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. That's Rashi Shita.
There's a diyuk to make from Rashi. It says, the very top line says,
but for one shliach, you have to say both Mephanei Nechtav and Mephanei Nechtav. No, but by two, you need nothing. He just said that in the line before. He said, for one shliach, he has to say both. And for two shluchim, he has to say nothing. But that's what he said. Read the words.
Some guy can just come with a get.
I'd rather finish the Rashi because somebody's going to ask me Rashi's question in a second. So, Rashi be Kasha. Even the types of Shnayim Heim, the bottom line is two people came. One was a messenger and was not a messenger, but they're both here. So, Mali Shnayim Shluchim Mali Echemem. Who cares if both are Shluchim or only one? So, Rashi asks, if two people came, who cares if the second one's a Shliach? He's here. We have two people to be Mekayimit. Just like by two Shluchim, you don't have to say Mephanei Nechtav, Mephanei Nechtav. Because you have two Adam that's here to be Mekayimit if you want to. So even if the guy's not a Shliach, you have two people that can be Mekayimit. He came along. He was there and he came along. Right? So who cares if he's a Shliach?
Make the big assumption that he saw written
in Torah. Well, one of them said Mephanei Nechtav, but one of them said Mephanei Nechtav. He recognizes, if two people bring a get, they don't have to say anything because we assume they know the signatures. They're Mishluchim, right? We assume that people from the other country recognize signatures. Because if not, how do you know these two Mishluchim watched it? They're not saying Mephanei Nechtav, Mephanei Nechtav. Tertus, the assumption is, if two people come from Australia and they bring a get, these people in Australia know the signature is Australia.
Where does it say they both came from there? Maybe one was living here and he knows the
Again, it says, two people, if they're not shluchim, what is the halacha? It's possible. Even if they both came. It doesn't say they both have to come, it says both have to be shluchim.
That's where we don't say that. They don't say anything because they'll see the shluchim.
Again. Oh. The Gemara said, if both are shluchim, they have to say nothing. If only one is a shliach, he has to say both. Rashi's kasha is, why are both are shluchim, don't they have to say anything? Because you have Adam available to be Mekayimit. So it's not because they're a shliach. It's because they're here from Australia. So they'll be able to recognize the signatures. Shlichus makes no difference. Both are shluchim. They have to say nothing. They don't have to say Mephanei Nechtav. They don't have to say Mephanei Nechtav because they're here and they know the signatures in Australia because they come from Australia. They come from Melbourne, and they know the people that sign Adis Gutten in Melbourne, and they'll recognize the signatures. So who cares if the guy is a shliach? Tell me, if they both came from Melbourne, I don't need to say before the nectum. Why should it depend on being both shluchim or not? Shlichus is not accomplishing anything here. We're not trusting them. We're trusting them as regular Adim. So who cares if they're a messenger or not? Let the Gemara say, if one came from Australia, he has to say both. And if both came from Australia, they neither have to say anything. Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says if they're messengers or not. Why should being messenger make a difference? What? Zok Rashi, Kivin the Saif Sef Shnayim Heim, if they're both here, Mali Shnayim Shluchim Mali Echemet, Hare Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. And for Rashi, Loi plug Rabbanon beboim chaburas anashim lebo yichidi. The Rabbanon did not want to differentiate about a shliach that shows up alone and a shliach that shows up with a whole group. They didn't start. They didn't want to make differences in how the shliach shows up. Because nobody checks out to see, did other people come with him? Did other people not come with him? It's not something that we can see clearly. Meaning, we're not going to start saying, depends how many people he shows up with. The impost, the hakshir is there, yakshiru is there. And people say, oh, one shliach came, and we didn't need b'vanenechtam. They're not going to say, that's because he came with other people. But if you make both be messengers, then milsa the mukha veloshichahi v'achma barabona. So Rashi, that's not frequent. And since that's not frequent, we can let it stand on the fact that it's Eidim Mitzuyah L'Kleimah. That two people should be messengers. Again, nothing to do with Asi L'Achlufi. There's two Eidim here. If there are two Shluchim, there's...
Again. Only by one?
The two Eidim. The two Shluchim have to say B'Vanenechtam.
No.
That means it's not Negei Asi L'Achlufi. Again, Rava holds the whole purpose is to validate the Shtar. If I have two Eidim to validate the Shtar, I don't need anything else. Therefore, if there are two Shluchim, I have my Eidim to validate the Shtar. Nobody has to say b'vanenechtam. It's not necessary.
So what's the problem with this case?
Fektrachi, so who cares if they're Shluchim? Just say if they came. Now, Krashi, there's a big difference. We can't start making halachas if two come, or if one comes, or five come, or six come, because they're not shluchim, so it's not something that we keep in mind. And therefore, we're not going to start differentiating how many people showed up here. But two shluchim is a milsa d'leishchicha. And therefore, for that, we can make an exception and say, you don't have, people won't confuse two shluchim and not two shluchim. If you start saying the shliach has to come with others or not without others, it's a very confusing thing. Sometimes the shliach comes with other people, sometimes he doesn't. Two shluchim doesn't happen frequently. Therefore, we can differentiate that case from one shliach.
So this
seems
to be a question of the Gemara.
I'm trying to figure out where you're coming from.
The Mishnah said...
By one shliach! Yes. But not two shluchim. That's what the Gemara said. Okay. If they're both shluchim, the Gemara says, you don't have to say b'vanenechtam, and there's no problem. And Rashi says you don't have to say anything.
But why did they say that?
I'm trying to figure out. I hate to say this. I feel like we're on different planets. We're not even on the same planet.
Totally lost.
It's clear. On that payment, Aleph, we said two people bring a get, they don't have to say b'vanenechtam. If they're two shluchim. Because the whole purpose of b'vanenechtam is to validate the star. They're here to validate the star. The only time you need b'vanenechtam is if you're relying on one. So, Zakta Gemara. Therefore, when the Mishnah said one says b'vanenechtam and one says b'vanenechtam, one is not a shliach. Because if we're both shluchim, you didn't need him to say anything.
That's what he's not talking about. The case
of shliach. One is and one is not.
Okay.
But if both are shluchim, they don't have to say a thing.
So what's the case? That would be more sorry, what's the case in the Mishnah?
But one is a shliach and the other guy accompanied him.
Even say such a word, it's not mukach from his word. What do you mean? What did he say? The other one said what?
I know the signatures. Or I know the signatures.
But he wasn't a shliach. He wasn't appointed a shliach, but he was there at the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Hey, by a get, you can have 20 people watching.
Rashi asked a question, let that be good. Right?
So Rashi asks, who cares if he's a shliach or not? You have to wait him.
Yeah.
Well,
there's no shliach.
If there's no shliach, that's not part of Rashi's kasha.
Is that part of Rashi's kasha, or is Rashi's kasha one shliach and one not?
Both.
I know.
Both. Right. The Tertius, you need a shliach, but somebody has to deliver again, it has to be a shliach. You can't have a non-shliach, no shliach.
No, you know.
You can't.
Why?
She's not divorced.
You can have it.
The divorce, a shliach has to hand it over.
Someone has to say funny enough.
No.
No, even when it's one.
That's because there's only one shliach.
Right. By one. That's what
happened. No. The question.
The Corey asked, two people bring the get, and neither is a shliach. She's not divorced.
No. What would happen in this case? One person brought it and didn't say a thing, and two other people came to a kind of it. Is that good?
But the evidence good. That's what the Mishnah Gemara we had in Daf Hey. That somebody comes and he can't say upon a neck to put a neck to his kind because some of.
He couldn't say him. He didn't.
So he's kind because some of. That's what the Mishnah said.
Right.
That's what it said back in Daf Hey.
That's going to be the evidence.
The Chatzilah Shliach is supposed to say upon a neck to put a neck to.
I'm saying, but that's that would be a case of the evidence only.
I mean. Pashtus, yes.
What stops two people from coming to a new country with a get and not say anything and then just get a divorce?
According to Gemara here, yes. Well, one, he has to be a shliach. Point to shliach.
Let's say they know of a situation, this woman's looking for a divorce. So they get a get and they go to a distant city and they don't say a word.
Did the husband tell, is this get authorized by the husband?
No.
So then it's not a divorce.
But
I mean, there's a forged get.
Right.
We don't accuse people of forging it.
But right, okay. So in that case, so that would work then. If someone would do such a thing, and that would be valid.
Yes, if you have Rishoyim that'll forge a get and then validate it, yes, it'll work. And the poor lady will find out she never's divorced, and she'll be in a lot of trouble.
He's saying.
I know what he's saying. I heard him. You don't need to. Doesn't need to answer.
He's not being Mekayim.
No, they have to be Mekayim, because if not, the husband will say it's
different.
No, but you
mean
they're Mekayim. They don't have to say anything.
Yeah, right, they don't say anything. Right, that's all.
No, but when the husband comes forgery, we're gonna have to be Mekayim.
But until he comes, it means you'll get divorced, it'll start a problem.
When Leilain people are kite for someone to write again, do they make him also make a shliach?
Sure.
Part of the kfiyah?
Sure. Okay. We paskin that the cipher has to be a shliach to write it, which will be a tumul later on in the Gemara. Sure. So Raji has a kasha. Who cares if they're both shluchim? If one is a shliach and one is coming, we have our two edim here. So the Gemara shouldn't differentiate between two shluchim and one shliach. Should differentiate when the guy comes alone or he comes with a group.
Couldn't the shliach make another shliach?
We're going to talk about that later in the Mishnah.
But in that case, if one is, one isn't, it doesn't work, right?
Right, and the question for Rashi is why? If the only reason two shluchim work is because they can be mekayimet, so all I need is an aid, I don't need a second shliach. So Rashi, because that's confusing. Did the shliach come alone? Did the shliach come with others? Whereas if you say two shluchim, which doesn't happen frequently, that won't confuse people.
I just forget the Gemara, meaning why are we nemon on a shliach to say because of Guna? Or Rabbi says something else to say about he's trustworthy.
The Gemara says he'll be made the dayak. He'll be very careful. Since he knows he's alone, he's extra careful.
I understand,
and the reason we rely on that is because of Iguna.
I know that, but every A that goes to Bezdin has the same...
No. The Shliach feels much more Achroi, because he's the one that's getting it accomplished. No.
I mean, any A that goes to Bezdin is not scared?
Not to the point that the Shliach takes Achroi, no.
What was
it? Not to the that. Don't ask me this on Dav Gimel. It's not a kasha now. So go back to Dav Gimel.
Okay, we're getting smarter. So I ask questions now because I didn't think of the question then.
Okay, Dr. Gimel, right? That's what Rashi says. Correct. And therefore, we can differentiate that case without fear of confusion.
But for multiple people,
we have to go on.
Exactly.
We're
not
going to have the quota.
Dr. Gimel, Al Maksavar, Shnaim Shivir Get Mabdidis Ayam, Ain Tzvichan Shiyam Bepaneno Nechta Bepaneno Nechta. Amale Abaya. So Abaya said, okay, let's go to the next case in the Mishnah. Elamiyata, Sefer Diktani, Shnaim Ayam Bepaneno Nechta, Ve'echad Ayam Bepaneno Nechta. You have three people. Two say b'fanei nechtav, and one says b'fanei nechtam. Puzzle.
Three people. I want to let two of one saying both things.
Because if one's saying both things, he's the shliach, he's Neman.
Yeah.
Right. Two people are saying b'fanei nechtav, and one is saying b'fanei nechtam. It's puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's kosher. Now, according to you, that would be time of the ain't I get yaitz mitachas yidei shneim. That means you're saying the reason the rabbanon say puzzle is because there are no two messengers. These are three. One is a messenger, and the other two came along for the ride. Because if all were messengers, if even two of them were messengers, you just said that nothing has to be said. So obviously you're saying that the rabbanon who say that case is puzzle is there weren't two messengers. Again, you just told me that two messengers don't need to say anything. That means in the next case, when there are three people, you're telling me there are no two messengers. There's only one messenger and two people accompanying him.
Which one is the messenger?
We don't know. Doesn't make a difference. Haget yaitim itakas yidei shneim. But if two people would be messengers, machshir rabbanon, because you don't need anything then. That's what you just told me. Amalei in. Yes. You're 100% right. That's what I will tell you. That if two are messengers, they don't have to say anything. So I don't care if they say before I next them, they don't say before I next them. Who cares? They're two messengers. Two messengers don't have to say a thing. So fact the Gemara, so if you ain't get Yaitim Itakas today, my simply pligi. So why is it you to say it's kosher? There are no two messengers. So why is it you to say two people say before I next them and one say before I next them is kosher? Why? Why is it kosher? Zok to Gemara. Because my sover gazrina do masi lachluvi became stars now in the bed echad. Well, my sover like gazrina. What happened is that the shliach is the one that said b'fanei nechtav, and he didn't say b'fanei nechtav, but two other people were saying b'fanei nechtav. Is that enough to keep the confusion away that people shouldn't exchange it b'kiyum shtaras to Alma? Let me explain. On Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Rava said, really all we need is b'fanei nechtav. Because all we're worried about is whether the signatures are valid. So why did they say you have to say b'fanei nechtav? It was only that people shouldn't confuse it with other shtaras. That was the whole purpose of saying b'fanei nechtav. Really, you don't need the b'fanei nechtav. It's to keep people from confusing it. So what happens if the shliach comes and says b'fanei nechtav? Only. Be no good. Because we're afraid you'll confuse it with other kibshtaris. But what happens if two people say b'fanei nechtav? Not shluchim. Is that enough that people will say that it won't, not the same as other shtaris? Because you had two people saying b'fanei nechtav. Or do we say, the bottom line is the shliach only said b'fanei nechtav. And therefore we can't rely on that. That's the machloikas of Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanna Kamma says the shliach only said b'fanei nechtav. So we can't rely on him. The question is that enough to show people that we didn't rely on one aid only here by getting? That's the machloikas. Dr. Gemara, people will think you can validate any star with one aid. Well, my sabbat like gazrinan. Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Save with the tani plukted rebuta rabbana. Al korkog mishayin aget yaitim itakas yidei shneim. You have to say that both of them are not producing the get. The ishneim shluchim machshir rabbana. Because if both were shluchim, you just told me everybody would say it's kosher. Even if what they're saying means nothing, you don't have to say anything. So but my plea, so what's the argument? One's bringing it, he didn't do the right thing. Even though the b'fanei nechtam is a shliach, the shliach hamnu rabbanan k'trei, and they believe him like two, avol achi kivin le'om enami b'fanei nechtav, pasul gzeilu d'masul lakluvi. People will confuse it with other shtaras. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, kivin da'chukhinu trei achini b'mkaimai. Since we have two other people, asu yaksiva, su'asul lakluvi. So now, bottom line, The cases of the Mishnah are talking about, there's one shliach. The minute there are two shluchim, you don't need to say anything. So therefore, our Mishnah is talking about there's only one shliach. So if there's only one shliach, he has to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. And if he only says one of the two, it doesn't work. What if two other people say b'fana nechta? Is that enough to make the b'fana nechta by itself work? Because the only reason we need a b'fana nechta is to keep people from getting confused with other stars. Is having two on the ksiva accomplish that or not? That's the machlokes of Yehuda and Rava.
One shliach. And another person out of his own volition, without being appointed, said the funny enough, without being asked about.
Correct.
It. Yeah, I'm one of the two.
In the first case, when Echad had the funny enough, the funny enough. Exactly.
But you could also say in the case of Echad also by Nechtam, what would you could hold by one aid on Siva that was not Shalia, and then one other chassidim was a shliach.
At this point, we don't know. Pashtus is no reason to say that he argues.
That he argues with Rabbanan?
Yeah, because there's only one. He said two are enough.
Because it's not the norm.
Two makes enough of a difference. Right, he doesn't say about one.
It's not best to be. What I'm just trying to say is that a shaliach that comes, usually he's coming himself. Here he's dragging, here a second party is coming, one, to stay on the ksiva, okay? That itself also is not the norm, is it? I mean...
Rashi said that we can't keep track of that. That's what I said.
I'm taking two... But two on Kodur
Yehuda. That's just to make sure it's not Asi Lachlufe. I don't know if one would be the same. I don't know. So the Gemara will discuss it later on, but it's not.
Okay.
But not here.
When we said that a single Shleach does not have to say B'fanai Nechta or Nechta, right?
I didn't say that.
I thought you just said that. You didn't say that.
I said if two people come, both are Shluchim, they don't have to say it.
Single person.
He really should only have to say B'fanai Nechtav. We make him say B'fanai Nechtav so people shouldn't think you can validate any star with one aid. But the bottom line is he has to say it.
We always assumed that the Shleach was there for Chassima.
We said it.
What?
He says, I recognize the signature.
In other words, they do question him. He's just not handing the papers. He has to
say it when he hands it over. Rashi's sheet that happens to me doesn't have to say the words of Fana Nechtam. He can say, I recognize the signature.
Yudati.
Yudayani. Yudati.
Is Rashi Yudayani?
Could be. Yeah.
And again, the reason we do that, I get, is because we don't want to have women.
We don't want the husband to come and claim that it was forged. Therefore, she would be in Iguna, but she'd always worry her husband will show up and claim forgery.
And this whole idea, whether the Gazrina or law of Gazrina, is because we don't know the nature of what people really know or think about.
Yes. It's how humans work.
Well, it's also like a low food thing. Once he said it
again. That's not what they say. They say you're Gzeru Atalachluf. They didn't say Loipluk. They say it's not enough to keep people from making the mistake that you can validate a star with one aid.
Whereas Rabbi Yehuda looks at the whole picture, see what's going on.
Exactly. That is lesson number one in the Gemara.
This is not a test, guys. This is telling you. It is. There's no question about it. Which ones? I haven't really been more. Or,
Mishnah Chrina. Now the Gemara is going to turn things upside down. That was Lashon 1. Now we move to Lashon 2. Mishnah Chrina. This is the way others quoted this statement. We had the first way we quoted the statement. Now we're going to have the second way we quote the statement. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yechonon. Afilu get yoytzi mitachas yedei shneihem pasul.
Same
case in the Mishnah. Even if both are messengers, it's possible. Al Maksaber, Shnaim Shabir Get Mandina Sayyam, Shrikh Shayim of Fareno Nechta, Fareno Nechta. According to the second version, Rabbi Yechid is saying, two people, Shluchim, come, and they don't say Fareno Nechta, Fareno Nechta, it's possible. Yes. What? We'll see in a minute. We'll take a look.
They both have to say it?
Yes.
It could be both Shluchim, and one guy can say it.
Yeah, one guy can say it.
Yeah.
But he has to say both.
I know.
Frack the Gemara. Elam ha'at to say for the 22 I'm in front of Nechtem Pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher. I feel like Yaitu Mitachas Yedesh Neim Pasul Rabbanon. Are you telling me even if two are Shluchim, there's three here. Two saying before the Nechtem, one saying before the Nechtem, and they're all Shluchim. What did I skip? Amalei Abaya. Elamiata. I didn't say the words Amalei Abaya. I'm sorry. I said Amalei Abaya. Shnaim Shibir Gev didn't see Am Chichas Yem Bepnei Nechta Bepnei Nechta. According to the second version of Rabbi Yechanan, even if both are Shluchim, you can't get away without Bepnei Nechta being said.
By one person.
Back to Gemara. So let's go to the next case. Amalei Abaya. Elamei Ata. Sefer Zivtani Shnayim Ayim Befanei Nechta Rechav Befanei Nechta Pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher. You're telling me I feel like Yaitim Itachas Yedei Shnayim Pasul Rabbana. That means you're telling me even if they're all messengers. Because he just said by two messengers. If the case before is both messengers. Yet according to the second Lashon. Are two messengers. So the next case are three messengers. And still the Rabbanan say it's possible. Because why should the case switch? In the beginning we started talking about only one messenger. So we learned the whole Mishnah with one messenger. Now you're telling me the Mishnah is talking about two messengers. So we're learning the whole Mishnah with two messengers. I don't care if it's two or three, it's the same. So, afilu, get yaitim itakash yedeshnei pasul rabbanon, I'm gonna lay in. Yes. The rabbanon say, it doesn't make a difference. You need to have b'fanei nechtem by one of the messengers. Michael Miflegi, so why did Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher? It's mar sabah b'shein b'kiin l'shma, but mar sabah b'shein eidim b'tzuin l'klaimai. According to this lesson, why, if two people bring a get, do they have to say b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem? They're here. They can validate the star. How do you understand Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan is saying, according to this version, that even if two shluchim bring it, they have to say b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. One of them has to say it. Why? You have eidim to validate it. Oh, but you need l'shma. And that needs a statement of b'fanei nechtem, b'fanei nechtem. Therefore, even if two bring it, they have to say the Shema. So now we understand that the Mishnah. Echarayim b'fanei nechtem, echarayim b'fanei nechtem. They're both shluchim. They're not good. The shliach has to say both. What do you mean? We have two shluchim. They can validate the star. Yeah, but who's going to tell me the Shema? We need the same shliach to tell me k'siva k'sima l'shma. Next case. Two say b'fanei nechtem, one says b'fanei nechtem. They're all shluchim. We need one shliach to tell me l'shma on both. At this point, kaidim shalom. That's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, all you need is eidim b'tzuyin l'kaimai. Two shluchim are good enough. And he would argue in the first case too. According to this, he's arguing with the old shluchim don't need a say. So then he would argue in the case of Echarayim b'fanei nechtem, Echarayim b'fanei nechtem. Because he's saying shluchim don't have to say. Means the machlokes of Yehudah and Rabbanan now comes down. Why do you need b'fanei nechtem? Because of l'shma? Or because of asil achlufei? If you hold l'shma, forget about asil achlufei. Ma'ar sav v'shem b'kiin l'shma? Rashi. Zuck Rashi. Since only one is saying before the nechtam, so Rashi's bothered. If both are shluchim and one is saying before the nechtam and one is saying before the nechtam, what's wrong? The shliach is saying it. Each one is believed. They're shluchim. The Rashi, because the takana was that one person say both, not that one person say half and the other person say the other half. Can't start that business, it's going to confuse everybody. Save for the tiny pluk, the name of Dumya the Ration, I feel like get Yoichi Mitaxi, they should name Pusli. The Shichel Loimar, they have to save a honey like Klumakami. The get Yoichi Mitaxi, the Eidik Siva, if the get is coming out from the two people of the Siva, Haida Chasim Alav Klumu, the Siva didn't do anything. Chain Ashlich Mugover. If you tell me one of the Siva, the Eidik Siva, I slush them Shluchim, or all three are Shluchim, the takana was have one person say both. No combinations. Once you're combining, people get confused with other things. The my pligi, claimer of Yudah my Akshir, Tanakama Sabishain Biki and Lushma. Who can shnaim to be who gets you can like my bana like Lumami? They didn't say anything because I'm Aaron. If Yudah Sabishain ate him between the Kaimai. So according to the second version, the machlokes is a very basic one. Why do you need b'vane nechtam, b'vane nechtam? But why do you need b'vane nechtam? Answer? B'l'shema. And once you need it b'l'shema, you have to have the same shliach say it. And that Rashi has to tell you why. Why do you care to combine two people? They're both shluchim. The Rashi, the minute you start combining, people will start mixing it up with other things. They'll say you only need one, this and that. That's why. The bottom line is...
same person has to say both?
Yes. That's what the Tanakhama says. And the Yehuda says you don't have to say anything when you have two shluchim. Nothing.
But that's the same thing as the... first lesson.
That means Rabbi Yehuda holds like the first lesson. According to the second lesson, Rabbi Yehuda argues on the second lesson. He holds like the first lesson. According to the first lesson, both agree to that.
Right, but
exactly.
So when you say that two people don't have to say it, it's only because of Zayr. I mean, it's because of the Asura. I mean, that's the only reason. If it's out the Shema, then even if you have two people, there's no reason for them not to say it.
I lost. Rabbanan holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not because of Lishma.
Right.
So you don't say anything. Two people come, they'll be Mekayim the Shtar. Praise Rabbi Yehuda, if two people are Shluchim, I don't have to listen to them. Rabbi Yehuda holds like the first lesson.
One of the ones
that say the Lishma. Yehuda doesn't hold the Lishma. Goes like Rava. At this point, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are arguing the Machlokes Rava and Rava. According to the first lesson, everybody learned like Rava. According to the second lesson, that's at this point, that's the argument.
Well, everyone knows the Rebbe. I mean, Rabbi held like Rebbe also.
No, but Rabbi also holds the Shema.
I know.
According to the first lesson, the Shema was not a concern.
I know. This is Kodem.
Now, you could learn the first lesson. Hold the Shema is no longer a concern because it's Lach HaShalom do. And it's two Shluchim, it's Mosul HaShlicha. This is the Gemara Daf Hei. That's why I said when I started, this Gemara is predicated on the Gemara Daf Gimel Daf Hei.
You're going to get very confused. Just go back to Daf Hei.
Right.
Instead of taking my van, take a test. Maybe not take my van, Jewish.
The guy don't know is here. To charge him for the van?
No way. It works, but it's my TV guy.
Dr. Gemara. So, Lema the Rabbi Tanoi. So, according to the second lesson, Rab and Rava end up being a machlokes tanoim.
Why?
Because the Tanakhama is saying you need Lishma, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying two people to bring a get have to say nothing. That means Lishma is not a concern. Zakti Gemara Rava Matarit Kalishna Kama. Rava said, I don't agree to the second lashon. I hold like the first lashon, that everybody said two people bring a get don't have to say anything. You're asking me a kasha because you have a second lashon Rabbi Yechanan. Well, I'm telling you the first lashon is the right version. It's only the second lashon that brought in Lishma.
Who came first, Rava or Rabbi Yechanan?
Rabbi Yechanan lived many, many a generation. Rabbi Yechanan is the first generation of a Roy.
I gotta see that
visual. Yes. Art Scroll does a wonderful job of that. In one of their books, they have all, they go through all the generations. I don't have it. I have no idea which one, but they know they do a good job. I can only say the following. Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's in the first generation of Amoraim. He lived a very long time. Rabba was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechonah. And Rabba was the Talmud of Rabba.
Was the Talmud of Rabba?
Yeah.
Wow. Rokhanan, then Rabba and Rabba?
They argue.
Any time.
Rokhanan, then Rabba and Rabba?
Rabba was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechonah for a little bit. A few Gemaras that say that. And Rabba was the Talmud of Rabba.
And of Shmuel Bar Yehuda?
Lived in Eretz Yisrael. He quoted Rabbi Yechonah.
And this is well after Robin, right?
Cool. I don't know. I have no idea when Rabbi Shmuel Yehuda lived. He's quoting Rabbi Yechonah. That means he lived pretty early.
Right. So you remember that?
Let me say this. Rabbi was in Bavo. Rabbi Yechonah was in Eretz Yisrael. Never went to Bavo. So a lot of things are quoted from Rabbi Yechonah are brought over from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi did go to Eretz Yisrael for a little while and learned by Rabbi Yechonah. But he himself mostly was in Bavo. Mostly was in Bavo, the Talmud of Rav Huna, and he was not. He also learned by Rabbi Yechonah. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came and said over things that Rabbi Yechonah said in Eretz Yisrael to the people in Bavo, and we have two versions of what he said. We don't have a clear Messiah. This is what happened. Ravina and Ravashi are putting together, redacting the Gemara, and they have now two versions of what happened, and they have to work out each version. One version said Rabbi Yechonah said this, and one version says Rabbi Yechonah said the exact opposite. So they're trying to make sense of both versions. So they get to the second version, they say, hey, Rabbanan holds Lishma. It's not like Rabba. The answer is Rabba will tell you, I think that version's wrong. I think the first version was right.
And the Rabbanan and the Judah and the Mishnah are contemporaries of Rabbi Yechonah?
Way before him. They're Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanu, anybody in the Mishnah is a Tana. Yeah. He's the first generation of Amoraim. He's one of the Tamidim of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was the last Tana. Rav, Shmuel, Levi, Rabbi Yechonah, Bar Kapara, Rabbi Chiya, these are all one generation, basically one generation, a little bit split.
He's never mentioned in the Mishnah?
Rabbi Yechonah, never. And the Gemara never says Tana Poliganim. Gemara says that two Amoraim that they can argue with Tanoim, Rab and Rav Chiya. Gemara does not say it about anybody else.
Even though Rab is Talmud?
Rabba was Rabba's Talmud.
Oh, Rabba.
Rab was the early Amoraim. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechonah.
Rav and who else could argue?
Rav and Rav Chiya, the Gemara says Tano Pollock. Those are the only two that it says Tano Pollock.
Argue with Rabba.
Why not?
Because Talmud is Rebbe.
So therefore?
We had that before?
Many times we have Rabba argue with Rabba.
I'm asking, but I just found out today that was his Rebbe.
That doesn't make a difference. There's an art scroll on Tanoim and Amoraim that go through all the generations. It might be, again, I saw it in Hebrew, I'm sure it exists in English, They have an introduction to the Talmud. Bart School has a volume in Hebrew and in English called Introduction to the Talmud. In Hebrew, it's called Mevay HaTalmud. They go through every Tana and every Amira. When they lived, who they learned by, where they, all the things.
Bart School has it in English.
It's in English also. It's called Introduction to the Talmud.
Rebbe has it already here.
You should learn that in history.
No.
What?
Part of the history class. That should be part of the history class.
Again. Yeah, maybe it should. I'm asking.
I'm asking the same question as Ron did.
I once had a class, Dr. Harris, I once had a class that they wanted to know when the Rishonim lived. You know, because you ask kids, who lived first, Kimegan or Rashba? Most of them have no clue.
Oh, give
me a break. Yeah. So I was once in class. So a guy went and bought the safe on Rishonim from Art School. This guy was a fabulous memory, and he just memorized the whole thing. So therefore, every time I needed to know something, I turned to him. I said, "What years did Rav Haigon live?" And he rattled off. And I'm like, "Yes."
How could Rav argue with Rav?
Why can't a Talmud argue with a Rebbe in learning?
I thought they can't.
Why not? I feel better. I feel differently. Not without respect. With total respect.
I understand that part, but I didn't know. But
it changes halacha.
We paskin like Rav against Rabbah most of the time.
But it's Rav, that's even a more of a question.
I think the same question you had.
My mind was said with more clarity.
Yeah, I understand that.
I never knew that Rav and Rabbah was a Talmud.
Yes.
Was that my, which one of my sons was that?
None, neither. None.
What?
You wouldn't even know if I said the name.
Yeah, no, I know every. Please.
Nachum Myers, Rabbi Myers' oldest son.
Oh, my God.
Where is he now?
He's sitting and learning in Muncie. He lives. He's sitting and learning.
Is he in regards to Myers? What?
Who?
Is he Rabbi Myers?
Very rarely. I just was at a Sharabagas last night, so anyway. You know, you put out a new safe for a big Nikun, and you probably bought it for $23. Who's there?
Someone said to me, When the
Mashiach
comes, will you get safer?
I spoke in school, but they made a party for his safer. They made a whole casino. I said, I'll tell you about the story. But the story didn't happen yet. Mashiach's came, and he's going to say a shir on Big Tikkun, because there's all kinds of machlokes for shaykhs. So in preparation for this year, the Rambam and the Ravid are sitting and arguing about how the Big Tikkun are going to look, and Tysus and the Rush, and everybody's saying their opinion. Then you have big tummy chachamim that are listening to the Rambam and Ravid argue it out. And then you have people like me, I say, I have no clue what's going on. We're going to be looking at Rabbi Meyer's Sefer, so we should understand Mashiach Shir, because we have no idea what he's talking about. I said, the problem is he only printed 1,000 copies. And there's going to be hundreds of thousands of Yidden that want to look at Rabbi Meyer's Sefer. I said, you know, at least you can have a copy, you're going to sit there prepared for the Shir, if not. How are you going to know what you're talking about, Mashiach? Was it Pamayinim in the Remayinim? Was Pamayinim next to the Remayinim? All kinds of different shilas that he has in his Sefer. It's like amazing. Things you never heard of. I never heard of. So at least I'll have a Sefer. I'll look in, you know, cheap while Mashiach is saying his shir, if they let me into the room. Without Rabbi Meyer's Sefer, I wouldn't know what he's talking about. Eifoy, Chayshan, Mil. Everybody have a wonderful day.